We are now in the month of Elul. Of course, the month of Elul is a preparation for Rosh Hashanah. It would be much more appropriate and acceptable that we should invest the entire month of Elul, whatever we're doing after Rosh Hashanah. Teres Mitshuva, we do tshuva, we fasting, we confessing, saying Govinu Malkeinu, Mitzvat Yom Kippur, saying Al Chayt. We're doing confessions all day long. Because Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Adin, is the day of judgment. And as we say in Slichas, Pirzim v'reyavdim yon b'echo, we are trembling and shivering for the day of coming. And we say, Atov ha'ba mishpatim, don't come with judgment, don't try that, don't put us in judgment, on trial. Ki lo yitzvak l'fenecho kol choy, because nobody could come out acquitted from this trial. So it was much more appropriate, if you're really so afraid and petrified of the day of judgment, which it is a fearful day, we should invest entire Elul and do a Seder Mitzvah before and make Yom Kippur Erev Rosh Hashanah and walk into Rosh Hashanah as we come out of Yom Kippur, the Tfilas Ne'ila, the less you feel light, you feel Hashem forgave, but we don't do this. The month of Elul is a total different emphasis. Ani l'doidi, I belong to you, Hashem. I'm looking for you, Hashem. Doidi li, Hashem is for me. We look for friendship. It's been called Yimei Rachamim. The month of Elul is called the day of Rachman, the day of mercy, the day of Rachman, and we're looking for friendship. Doidi li v'ani loy, ani l'doidi v'doidi li haray v'shoshanim. The king is out on the field, he's accessible, everyone could walk over to him, you could make acquaintance with him, you could make friendship. We try to connect a friendship relationship, giving ourselves over to Hashem. That's the whole month of Elul. We don't emphasize so much on tshuva, although we do tshuva every day, but it's not the main emphasis. The main emphasis, as Elul means, ani l'doidi. And that's his explanation. If you're so worried, we should have done it opposite. Leave the answers in 1 hour to give you the whole answers. I can't, and just came out in Sefer in Rosh Hashanah on Elul and Tishri, explaining very fundamental things in this context. But I would like to share a point just in a nutshell. Why do we start that way? We say every morning and every night Kriyat Shema, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, to become one with Hashem, to unite with Hashem. There's a lot of explanation what is the significance of the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. But one of the explanations is, what is the kavanah? How do you fulfill the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem, which is called Kabbalas Oil Malchut Shomai? You take on the yoke of heaven. You take on heaven, Kodesh Baruch Hu, as your yoke. Total surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the halakhic requirements to fulfill the mitzvah, as Mishnah Berurah brings down, why do you have to be mechaven when you say Shema? You say Shema Yisrael, you have to come to it, understand you. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is our God, and that Hashem is Echad, that Hashem is one. Lo Yishnayim, Natu, as the Rambam says. What is the emphasis on it? Actually, Hashem is one, it's the Hashem Elokeinu, the original Hashem, which you believe in Hashem, is already Hashem Echad, Hashem is one. What is the concentration of Hashem Echad, Hashem is one? There's many, many explanations, but one explanation which is to our subject. Hashem is one and there is no two. Who is not the second? You. You don't exist. You totally gave yourself over to Hashem. You are one with Hashem. The simple pshat is Hashem Elokim Einoid Milvad, there's nobody outside of Him. So usually we say there's no other gods, there's no other powers, there's no other forces. He's a shalit, he's the only one, which is true. But the deeper insight is, ein oy, there's no outside of him, there's no me. I don't exist. But there is a me, there is a I. But that I, whoever I am, the ego, whoever who I am, my bechirachov, just my freedom of choice, self-control, I am somebody. I'm totally a me, the eye of me, the deity. I give over to my lover, I give over to my Shem. I'm totally surrendering to him. I gave up the total ani. Mr. Hashem, because Hashem is one, and I am one with him. This is one of the kavodos, and that's the one with shas. This is one of the meanings. And therefore, what is the kavodah? But you have to mechavi, you have to mechavi that you're willing to take on anything which they come to you, deny Hashem, walk away from Hashem, whatever, if not to kill you, you have to imagine you have fantasy about fire, they put you in fire, you're willing to be burned after a kodesh baruch hu. As it comes right after that, we have to say Hashem Elokech, Olam Hashem, your God, b'chol levavcha. Mishnei Yitzrech, with all your inclinations, good and bad. Kol nafshecha, afilu enoit nafshecha, if he takes your life away. Kol yimadecha, with all your possessions. Kol yimadecha, no matter what he does to you. In other words, the meaning of the Hashem Echad, the Hashem is one, I wanted him, at what cost, at what price, there isn't a thing which I'm not willing to give up for him. Whatever you could imagine should be done to you. You're giving up your life to it. Now you fulfilled. You made Hashem Echad, you made Hashem one. There's nothing in the world that I could be independent of him. There's nothing which I will not spare for me and not give up to him. Everything we're giving up to him. That's the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. That's the first parsha. And that's the only mitzvah in the entire first parsha. Everything else, the half is Shulav Hashem, it's all Shema. The whole first part of Ahavta is the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem to come on it. It's called Kabbalas Oil Matzah Shemayim. We take on the yoke of heaven 100%. If you say, what would say if a person will say, everything which you said I agree with, 99.9% I surrender, I take on. There's one thing which I can't accept. What's happening? You didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem. That one second, that one split percentage, which he said no, that I can't surrender, Hashem is not Echad, Hashem is not one. There is beside Hashem, there is a you, which you couldn't surrender. So this first parsha demands a total surrender. And this is what happened. You still have Hashem, b'chol, with everything which is possible. That's the first parsha. And this is called Kabbalah Tzomach Hashemayim. Then comes the second parsha, won't you submit to Isai? Then you're going to listen to my mitzvahs. Hashem Nimsav Es, which I command you today. The harvest of Hashem will give to love Hashem, the of the B'chol of Acham, to serve Hashem with all your heart, the tefillah. Listen, all the mitzvahs, since you're going to do this, I'm going to be nice to you. This after the Ganecha, you're going to have respect, you're going to have food, you're going to have a wonderful relationship. And if not, then you're going to forget. The tefillah Achle Vavchem, is B'chol Hashem, you're going to get angry, and you're going to get the punishment. That's Kabbalah and mitzvahs. That's already the relationship. That's the second. That's Kabbalah and mitzvahs. And the Mishnah Berzayim already asked in Brochus, why don't you start off with mitzvahs? Lechayre. The question, first of all, why should we start off with mitzvahs? In the Torah, the order is first Shema and then Behorim Shemaya. That's in order the way the Torah says. Why does he ask? Why should Berzayim ask a Habamina? Why do you start with the first part, Shishma V'Hapto, and then you say, what is the question? Because that's very sincere. Shema is in Parshas Eschanan. And Boi Shishma N'Tzvoi is in Parshas Eker. That's the order, the way the Torah speaks about it. What's the question? And the answer is a very logical question. Because when we speak between us, and all good Jews, all committed Jews, and we want to grow, how do you start? First get mitzvahs, learn Torah. Be a practical, technical Jew. Do what you're supposed to do. And then you grow and grow. And then you come to the madrega of Yichud Hashem. Become a one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very big madrega. It's a very high level. Bittul, total nullification, willing to be burned. To be Rebbe Kiva. The first parsha is expected to Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva, the Gemara tells them, they took out Rebbe Kiva to kill Rebbe Kiva, to shiel Rebbe Kiva, to harig him, took him out to kill. Zman kriya shema hoyo. It was the time of Kriyat Shema, of the first parsha. Rebbe Kiva had a whole history behind him as he developed himself in being a Rebbe Kiva. If we're growing in mitzvahs, in learning, the maratam is b'neichem, everything. And he peaked with Shema. That was his peaking time. At the age of 120, when they took him out to kill him, Zman Kriyat Shema Hoyo, and the Sokhiv, the Sormasir, Kishabarza, and the stripped him piece by piece. They didn't kill him at once. And tell me the next Rabbeinu, at Khan, this is what you deserve. Why don't you stop this process? Say that they want to kill you because you're learning Torah, you're willing to give up your life. Let them kill you. Kill yourself. Say a certain Hashem, die. Make it stop. Why the Allah should kill you piece by piece? They should strip you. Strip you. So what did you say? Like you said, Kol Yom Yitzarti Moshek Yom Yitzhalod, all my life I was awaiting when will this mitzvah come to my opportunity that I should be able to fulfill practically, to prove that I love Hashem, B'chol Nafshecho, Afilu Noitlus Nafshecho, even takes the life of B'chol Medecho. All my life I was looking for this mitzvah to be actually practiced, not only in Kavoni and taught. All my life when I said Shema, I had it in mind. But now comes an opportunity I could demonstrate, which I was always thinking about, and now it came to me, I shouldn't accept this, I shouldn't look forward, so therefore I should stop short the process. The Herich Be'echot, he extended the Echot. I want to live with this experience of giving myself over to Hashem of Echot, until he also Nishmos of Echot, until he departed to Shomer left to Echot. The Basko came out, Shrekhor Rebbe Kiva, Shotter of Echot. So what do we see? Rebbe Kiva, this great Rebbe Kiva, who started off his journey as Amo Oret, as a total ignorant, and Ben Amo Oret, Ben was the son of a ger, of a convert, no yichus whatsoever, and he climbed and climbed and climbed to the point that he became the great Rebbe Kiva, the Rebbe of Teir Shebal Peh, and he peaked the final day when Yotzen Shmos of Echos, the Mitzv Shema, Vahavta, B'chol Levav Kmo Nafshecho. So this is the Madrega, the peak of the Madrega. So therefore, Bezoyme asked, why are you starting off every morning giving out the Shema? Why don't you go straight to and start it to order? First take a mitzvah, start learning Torah, slowly, it's the Shema slow side, and you grow, and then you grow into Shema, you grow into Echot. It's a very practical question, logical question. It's true that Torah says Shema first. So Bezoyme answers, you're right. With logic, you're right. But why do we start the Shema? It brings a mechit, the first Hashem says, Kibla Malkus, first accept my kingship. Totally, totally accept it. And then, exodus from Gezeres, then I'm going to give you mitzvahs. In other words, mitzvahs, you only, what's the difference between the mitzvah of a Jew, between the mitzvah of a non-Jew? The Rambam passes, a non-Jew who does mitzvahs gets reward. Of course, in a mitzvah voice. But there's still a big difference between the Sheva mitzvahs Benoyah, which is mitzvah voice, actually. They're not at all mitzvah voice. But it's a different reward for the mitzvah of a Benoyah, the mitzvahs which we do. His mitzvahs are not eternity. It's not nitzchi. He gets reward as long as the reward carries him, as long as he exists, and I'm not going to go into the detail of that because we're not speaking to Gentiles, we're speaking to Jews. They haven't got the ultimate mitzvah. They haven't got Shabbos. They exist in different motzahs that I'm called. But we have nitzchis. Whatever you are today, you carry it with you forever. The relationship that you're yearning to make with Hashem, that you accomplish, that accomplishment you take with you forever. But as mitzvah is called tzatzah, you become connected to Hashem, you become echad, you become one with Hashem. Every mitzvah is a connection, tzatzah, dveikus, radoftuba, attachable to Hashem. It's called b'chavta b'chaim, choosing life. As we say in the Seder Mitzvah, Zochreinu l'cham, remember to me for life. What life are you talking about? Not the present life. Life which Melech Chofetz Bukhan, the life which Hashem requests. Hashem requested, Bukharta Bukhan, choose life. He wanted me to connect to you. Choose eternal life. Kosreinu b'sefer cham, write me, inscribe me the book of life, l'mam chalakim, for you sake Hashem, because you want to be with me, now I want to give myself over. For us, all the process of mitzvahs has the ultimate goal to become connected to Hashem. V'atem, hadi kofil mitzvah, Bukharta Bukhan, choosing life. As the Pasuk says, V'atem advekim, Hashem alokeichem. When you become attached to Hashem, dovek to Hashem, chayim kol chamem, that calls life. You've chosen life by attaching yourself to Hashem. How are you attaching yourself to Hashem? By giving up of yourself. Da'ani le'daydi. And that's the kavona of Shema. That's the kavona of Shema, the giving up, totally giving yourself up. By giving you, surrendering yourself totally to Hashem, you become dovek to Hashem, and that's the way you're choosing really life. And that's what Rebbe Kiva said, all my life I was in this lying, when will I be able to practice it? And now came opportunity to live one extra moment in this painful situation, to be killed again and again, and I shouldn't accept this. So therefore, Why do we say Shema before Vohoyim Shemoya? Yes, it's a good question. Also, the Torah gave it the answer to Ben Zoymer, that Hashem says, he wanted to give you mitzvahs. What is the accomplishment? The mitzvahs which you get will be based how much you accepted my malchus, my kingship. How much does the mitzvah carry weight? How much vacus does it carry? Very interesting. A person puts on tefillin every morning. It's vacus, a mitzvah. Tzatzah. I put on this morning. Same thing, tzatzah, connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There could be a big difference between yesterday's mitzvah and today's mitzvah, the same mitzvah. It will depend what was your concentration on Shema. When you, before you start your day, you mekabel on makos shemayim, you say Shema. Before you start your night, therefore we say twice, daytime and nighttime. According to Kabbalah, so makos, sincerity of total surrendering to Hashem. That's called Amin Adoy. The Amin belongs to the court of Hashem. Kibbul Malchus, according to Kabbalah, Shemakus, he accepted me. Based on that, I give you the mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah will make you a dveikus, a connection, will carry weight according how much you make Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim. And that's the Machilke. Kibbul Malchus Achem, and then I will be going to Gzeir Shashash. And therefore, we say Shema before. And now, then we start with Tishmitzvah. Then we say, then you're going to listen to my mitzvah. So, you know, that's very interesting. In Shema, you see there is no compromises acceptable. How do you make Shema Echad? Shem Echad, Shem is when I'm one with you. But after that, you're loving Hashem, I have also you're giving yourself over. Yohad, you give yourself to Hashem. With both of your hearts. Doesn't matter where your Yitzhahore is. Doesn't matter what level you are. You just make a declaration that belongs to you. With all my life, with all my possessions, on conditions. What will happen, as you said before, if person says 99% I'm accepting, 1% not, you just didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Shema, Yichud. You didn't become one with Hashem. Just like you go into the mikveh, you need a tahara. You may totally be immersed in the water. If one hair sticks out, it's no mikveh. Same thing. There's no Yichud, you're not one with Hashem. If one splits something, it's not surrendered. He didn't fulfill it. So it is my mitzvah side. Even the whole parsha is in a compromised way. Doesn't say b'chol me'decher. I'm not going into detail. The Gemara, the Tosfos says, it's not a tzavi gomor. It's not perfect. It says tish my mitzvah side. Lahavishem lo b'chol levatchem b'chol nafshechem. Doesn't say b'chol me'decher. And the Moshe says that's the reason. It's not a tzavi gomor. It's not even a complete tzavi. See, lekatchila, you're already accepting mitzvahs knowingly that you're not going to make a 100% job. And it's good. If you make a 100% job, you wouldn't be suffered the gonech. You wouldn't have to work for a living. You're going to be shim v'yuchai. Om du zorim v'roim tzenechu, strangers will bring you panos. You wouldn't have to work at all. But Hashem doesn't even demand a perfect, practical relationship. Doesn't even demand, because we're human beings, we're limited. He's accepting less than full. A very interesting basic difference between the first parsha and the second. The second parsha, the Katchila, was written not in a 100% perfect way. So says the Gemara in Brachos. That's Lamed Vov. That the Gemara says that Rishon Beyuchad. The Gemara says Osafta the Ganecho that you should collect your crops. So Shmuel says if you it comes the time of working, you have to work. Comes the time of harvest, you have to harvest. You can't earn 100%, you have to work for a living. Prove it, Shapir Hashem says, you're going to collect your harvest. So Bishimba Choy says, if everyone wants to do what you're supposed to do, the time of planting, plowing, harvest, play the mat, you'll have to learn LMI. You just learn the Torah. Be Kabbalah, so 100%. It's training to work for you. And he wants to have also can Bishimba Choy will also be Adam. When people wanted to follow Shem Ve'echoi's thing, not to worry for fun or for just learning, but they didn't succeed, as was the Rishmael, also the other, as the Rishmael, yes, there's a time of work, time of season, go work, time of learning, that's after the Ganecho. No, as a matter of fact, the Nefesh Chaim, the Chaim Belozer says, how about if everyone wants to be the Shem Ve'echoi, it doesn't work. It's only unique people, the Sotva. Everyone could only be like Zul, could be actually like Zul. That's an extra shahai. But that's the Torah says, but the Torah says, the Safta Ganech, if Tishma Mitzvah, you're listening to the Safta, you're going to collect your crops, it means you're going to Sabbath is acceptable. So then it's an Amen. Is it Tzadik? But not a Tzadik Gomer. It's not a Shim Bechot. To see the Katkhila, the second parsha, does not demand from you 100% perfect performance. There is a big contrast between the first parsha and the second parsha. The first parsha, you can't fulfill only 100% surrender. In the second parsha, the Katkhila, you don't have to do it perfect. So therefore, L'choyre, we should start off with the first, with the easy one, his mitzvot, and then you come yourself up to it. That's the Mizraim's question. To just explain, to bring it down to us, what you're talking about. When you have a chosen kala, committing each other to each other, we're going to get married. And you get underneath the chuppah. What are we saying underneath the chuppah to each other? We're committing ourselves to each other 100%. The hava, the apa, the sholem, the reis. If Chosin Lekala enter into this marriage, Lekatchila, we're going to be committed to only 99%. 1% I'm not committing myself, we just got married to the other person. It's a Chosin in Kedushin. The woman totally surrenders to the Chosin totally commits himself to the Kala. It's not a Kedushin. Don't be a fool. How much will you deliver of your commitment? If you deliver 80%, you get 80%, you're good off. You expect 100% performance? None of us accept 100% performance. Commitment must be 100%, but performance, you do as much as you can, the best that you can. And some people get away with 50%, 60%, 80%, and 90%. But commitment has to be 100%. Every morning and every night, we're committing ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kabbalah Sama Kushman. That's the first part, it has to be 100%. The second part, sure, be practical, Shemsa. Do it according to your capability. Not everyone could be the Shim Bechoy. I'm accepting the Rabbi Shmuel, the Katkhila, Harbo Osik, the all of the young, that you can't work, be a businessman, not everyone could be a Bentori all his life. It's acceptable. So here we come to our point. We're looking, Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, Day of Judgment. What are we doing, Tshuva? My question was, why do we invest the whole month of Elul of Anina Doidi, commitment. We don't focus at all on performance. The part of performance we focus on Senes and Mitzvah, but then we start itemizing what we did, Al Chayt, and the in Kippur confessions. It's very interesting that the avoider of a Senes and Mitzvah and in Kippur is on performance. Al Chayt, Al Chayt, Al Chayt, Al Chayt. And Elul, you don't talk about it. Merkel Kodesh Hashanah, you're not supposed to express any faith. You're not supposed to say any vidui. The only thing is Rosh Hashanah is you're making Hashem king. Imri Lufona Malchitam Lechun Yolecha. Every Yom Tov, we make Shechiyonu. We make a bracha, Kamti Yom Tovim, Shechiyonu, Vekimonu, Vekiyonu, Zmaradeh. He made me live to this beautiful day, the gift of the day, Birkas Madecho, the blessing of this Yom Tov. So we understand, Pesach, this is Shechiyonu, we got freedom. Shavuot, this is Shechiyonu, we got Torah. Yom Kippur, this is Shechiyonu, we got Kaporah, atonement, Hashem forgave. Sukkot, Hashem gives us Simcha, you mean it's a Chatkeni, invites me into his private chamber. This is Shechiyonu. What are we saying Shechiyonu Rosh Hashanah? What are you getting Rosh Hashanah? Being put on trial? Kalboi Oilam Ovnu Lufonek Yivnei Moroin. Everyone is being scrutinized. Minichem Yomis is going to live, he's going to die. What is the big thing? What is the big emphasis of Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah? It answers Rosh Hashanah is the only one day that not we are the recipients. We are the givers. And Hashem is the recipient. They give everything up on Rosh Hashanah. Imru Lufonai Malchias coronate me as a king, Reshitam Lukhun Elechem. Hashem says, make me king. Bema v'shoifar. Make me king with the shoifar. So why do you think Shechiyonu? If a person looks forward, have one day a year, an opportunity to pay back to Hashem what you did to me the whole year. Give yourself over to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem, you gave me a whole year, Toshin Samat Gimel, whatever you gave me, life, whatever you gave me, Hashem, it's all yours. I'm giving it all back. It's all devoted and dedicated back to you. That Shema, Vahavto, give over, love Hashem, follow Vavcho, V'chol Nafshecho, V'chol Moedecho. And Hashem says, there's one day that I'm looking for that. All year, I'm the provider. All year, I'm your giver. There's one day that I want the feedback. There's one day I want you. Why do I gave you whatever I gave you? That will you surrender to me? Will you make me king with this, whatever I gave you? I'm looking forward. Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'gionu v'sman hazeh. I'm looking forward that I'm living to the fact that I could pay back ma'oshuv la'ashem kol tagmoloy aloy. What can I pay back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everything which you have given me. And of course there's a different shot in the Gemara. Why don't you say Halal Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, the books of life and death is open, you say Halal. It occurs to me while I'm speaking to you, the whole Rosh Hashanah is a Halal. The whole Rosh Hashanah is Pesach, Shavuot, every Shchodesh, every time we are the recipient of a gift, you say Halal, you say thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you thank you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you're giving me. The Shoshana, you're not giving. The Shoshana, you're giving. The whole of Shoshana is a piece of Halal. What can I pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything that you give me? That is Rosh Hashanah. Tamluchuni, surrender to me, give everything back, to give over to me. That's Hamluchus Hashem. And of course, when we are doing it, when we feel the appreciation that it's something I could come back to you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and give you back what you gave me, it's a tremendous excitement. It's expression of love. That's the whole. The Gidei Pod Koroshon is Kabod Eskol Malchus Shamay. We know in the Pesukim Malchus, we say in Musaf, we say 10 Pesukim of Hamlochus Hashem, of coronating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 10 Pesukim. Every Pesuk which is mentioned, Vohe Shem LeMelech, Melech, Melech. The 10th Pesuk of the 10 Pesukim is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's the 10th Pesuk. So the question is, it's not mentioned Melech in that Pesuk. The answer is, that is Melech. Hashem Echad, that is the completion of Malchus. Malchus means you surrender to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani l'doyli, the Ani, which I have, I surrender to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is called Hamlocha. So Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and there's no two, there's no me. This is the peak of Hamlochus Hashem. So the difference is called Hamlochus Hashem. And that's the whole message of Rosh Hashanah. Now, how are you doing it? You're doing it with Shofar. Bema, how do you mamlich me? How do you crownate me? Be shofar, with the shofar. Now Chazal tell us, Zohar, the Midrash, that Rosh Hashanah, when they call shofar, the voice of shofar comes up to heaven. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elohim Elokei Sadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets up from the throne of judgment. Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim sits in the throne of mercy, and there's no din. It abolishes the whole judgment. There's no tribe. There's no tribe. And the Sultan becomes totally confused. He's our prosecutor. He's collecting every thought and every word and every deed of Mitzvah Saveiros. And there's a whole file against us. And we tremble. We are fearful. We fearful, tremble from the day of coming. Who could stand this trial? And we should have really prepared for trial. He says, it's beyond me. We're not even preparing for trial. They say, Altovai Ba Mishpatimu, don't come with judgment. I can't be ready to stand trial. So don't come. So what if you don't come? Melech Ba Mishpati Amitoris, because Bok established the world with justice. You know, you can't avoid justice. What's Altovai? Just give me a declaration. But the Maestri, we do see, that's what happens. If you know what your message you give to Kodesh Baruch Hu, how to prepare Rosh Hashanah. If I invest the whole month of Elul on mitzvahs, what I did, what I didn't do, if the whole month of Elul would be my worry, Tishma Mitzvoisai, so the Satan also stands against me. You're doing as much as doing mitzvahs. He has better memory. He picks up every little thing which he didn't ignore. He didn't pick them up even as an innovator. So it's October, Mishatam, let's try to try. Kilo Yitzhak, let's try. But what do? We are smart. We say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry, I can't prepare for trial. I'm not ready to stand trial. I don't want to stand trial. You know what I'm going to focus the whole month of Elul? On Shema. Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, I'm one with you. Ani l'doyli. I belong to you, Hashem, 100%. You want to trial me? You're trying yourself. I'm a part of you. Shema. The first, Hamlochus Hashem. Shem Echad, there's Hamlochus Hashem. That's the whole month. And how do you express that dedication? B'shoifa, b'ma. And therefore, when the message of shoifa comes up, the shoifa is a secret weapon that only Hashem picks up the message in shoifa, and the Satan doesn't even know what you're talking about. Because the shoifa, the voice of shoifa, has a double message. total contradictions. It has a message, in Toka Shefa Ve'ir Va'am Lo Yichrodi, as the Rambam says. If a shofar is blown in the city, comes trial, who doesn't tremble? So we blow shofar every morning on Elul, we turn a message, tremble. Mishpat is coming, so the Sotan knows that. But the shofar also has something, Asher Ha'om Yoyde Teruah. 14 is the nation that they have, they know, they understand the truth. What is the message of shofar? We deliver a total message, different message in shofar. We identify ourselves with the shofar, which is the keren ha'ayil, which is the horn of the ram. What is the horn of the ram? That Avraham Avinu took the ram and he slaughtered it instead of his son Yitzchak. Did Hashem request it of him? Was this a mitzvah? Wasn't a mitzvah of Allah? Hashem said to Hashem, take Yitzchak, ve'leilo oilo, bring him up as a korban. And he did it. And he fulfilled the mitzvah 100% perfect. In the last moment, Hashem stopped him. Okay, it was an Israelian, you made it. What should Avraham Avinu do now? He bound, he left his foot on the mizbeah, okud, tied with a rope. He didn't take him off, and he was devastated. Hashem, you're not accepting me? You're not accepting my son? What did I do wrong that I'm unacceptable? Why did you stop it? I wanted to surrender to you everything. My son, the Yekush Remiach of Yitzchak surrendered, and I'm surrendering. And you stopped short? What did I do wrong? Avraham Avinu was devastated. You didn't accept it, my problem. I want to become one with you. Totally. I'm giving up. That's the Nisoyen. Hashem doesn't accept. And there is Mesor Shimu explained that that was the reason of the story made that she died. Because out there is Kumat Shaloy Nishchat Yitzchak Porcho Nishmosa. That she heard that almost Yitzchak was not slaughtered, therefore she passed out. She was not slaughtered. Why did you push up shot it? She thought she got slaughtered. She lost Yitzchak. Opposite. Don't think she nishchat Yitzchak. Kamat shaloi nishchat. She heard Yitzchak was not slaughtered. Oh Hashem, you rejected my cordon? What did I do wrong? She couldn't deal with it. She passed out. It was a totally... That was a sorry menu. Hashem stopped from the last moment. Avraham Avinu was devastated. You're not accepting me, not accepting my son. But Yitzchak said, if he lifted his eyes to the earth, he said, he sees a ram tangled up in the bush. And he took that ram, and he elevated him on the tachas instead of his son. And the Chazal fell. When he took that ram, he adopted the ram as his son, and he invested in this ram all his emotions and all his feelings. And actually, when he took the knife and slaughtered Kilu, and Yashurkat has been here, I'm slaughtering my son, and he actually was crying, all his emotion, which he was prepared to put in Yitzchak, was put into the eye, and he replayed the whole thing. Was this a mitzvah? Did Hashem request it of him? No. It's not a part of Tishma Mitzvah. Hashem said, give me Yitzchak, he gave it to you. Okay, I don't want to keep him, take him, like a Suda. Kabbalah from Akashma. Avraham Avinu couldn't depart. As the Talmidim told the Rabbi Akiva, Atkan, why are you lying to have been killed again and again and again, stripping your flesh piece by piece? So Rabbi Akiva said, till you might start, when will Hashem allow me to express my unconditional love, extended love, now that I have an opportunity, I should give up on that. So why did he ask him, Atkan, stop it? Alpi mitzvah, Alpi halacha could have stopped it. And he didn't look to stop it. Kabbalah is Yisurim Behava, accepting pain, hardships with appreciation, with love. Why? Why should I accept hardships and Yisurim and pain with love? Because that's an expression of becoming one with Hashem. That's a gift that you're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Hamlocha. Hamlocha means you incarnate me unconditionally. You're giving yourself over. And when Hashem gives a person an opportunity that you have pain, you have difficulties in life, instead of claiming and clutching, and why doing it to me, it's an opportunity for Rabbi Akiva that you hear, I'm saying, here I'm accepting you, you my king, Kabbalah Yisurim Behav, accepting Yisurim pain with appreciation love, that's the highest level of the Vekas, becoming one with Hashem. The Balatanya says, 50 years of learning Torah mitzvahs doesn't make such a Vekas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming one with Hashem, as Kabbalah Yisurim Behav. As acceptance. The way we learn it, the learn the Taka Rav Akiva. Rebbe Akiva had a lifetime of Torah mitzvahs. He was the Rebbe of Torah Shebaltei. When he peaked at the age of 120, when he has to pass on to the other world, Hashem gives him a gift. He closed the Gemara and gave up his life. He was tortured piece by piece. He says, all my life I was looking for this attachment, this contribution, this coming one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now it came to him, I shouldn't be privileged. Terich ve'echad, says the B'tani Sifin, that the Mesiras Nefesh of Gavonis Yisurim. And that's what Avraham Avinu expressed in the Shechitas Ha'ayv, when he slaughtered the eyes. Avraham Avinu had to do it. Hashem didn't order to do it. But Avraham Avinu was devastated. I was all ready to give my son and myself up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because by giving up his son means he's over. People say, so he gives up his son. Giving up his son is worse than giving up himself. Hashem would have told Avraham Avinu, you died for me, it's no problem. I was willing to die for you 100 years ago, age of 53. But you gave me Yitzchak, and you promised me the whole world is Yitzchak. I'm going to give the whole world Yitzchak. He's eternity, he's the whole purpose. I accomplished and achieved everything in bringing the creation which could be possibly. Am Yisroel, Melech, Am Mashiach, Tikkun Olam, everything has been accomplished. And Hashem says, give him up. If Avraham Avinu would have given him up, everything would be over. Avraham was 137 years old. He wasn't promised any other son. It would be over. So actually, slaughtering the son of Yitzchak was a bigger concern than Yitzchak himself. Yitzchak dies once. He gave his life over once. After that, he's gone. He's Dovikin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Avraham Avinu remains with the memory of having Yitzchak. And there you see, piece by piece. So this was a gift which Avraham Avinu looked forward to give. And when Hashem stopped him, he had to play it out, the emotions and the feeling of giving up to Hashem, a volunteer. The whole aisle, it was an act of a volunteer. So when we take that shofar, it's true that the shofar is a reminder of Mishpat, Charodo. But shofar is the other message too. That's the aisle, the Kereshel aisle, as the ram. And when we take the shofar, Asher Yoyder, we know what the relationship, friendship, love, we give to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that I identify myself with this shofar. I'm Hashem, you are you. And instead of coming and complaining of Shoshana, you're making a list of the all past year, what you went through, hardships. Why are you giving me this hardship? And why this? And why this? And praying. Tichla Shoshana Kila said that you should end with all his clothes, with all his sufferings. The Tochel Mevichos says you should start with blessings. You take the list of complaints of this gift, Hashem, here I love you, I'm accepting you, that's my ayam. When you identify Hashem, Kabod is a Surah Me'ahava, means that Shema, you surrender to Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's nobody who to put on trial, you don't exist anymore. Ani lo doidit, ani bo. So Hashem puts on trial, puts himself on trial. You become broke. This is called Yisroel, Afa Pishachoto Yisroel, Yisroel, even you think you're still Yisroel, you can't, with body matter, your children to Kodesh Baruch Hu, broke out of the roof. So therefore we are smart. We invest in the whole month of Elul on the first parsha. That's all what matters now to us. Because our preparation of Rosh Hashanah is not to prepare for my tribe. Because if I have to prepare for my tribe, no matter how much shuv I'm going to do before Rosh Hashanah, I'm lost. So yidzak leferecha kol chai. Al tova b'mishpat. So how can you avoid the mishpat? Take the shofar. I'm l'chuni. Make me king. What do you mean make me king? Just surrender to me 100%. If you surrender 100%, there's nobody who to put on trial. If you surrender only 99%, first of all, you didn't make me melech 100%. In that 1% who didn't give over, he's been put on trial. So we come into Rosh Hashanah with a call of shofar, miyatche call shofar oyle lemala, when the voice of shofar goes up to heaven, miyatche kodesh boch oymel mikisadim yoshe kisarachmen. There's nobody who to put on trial. And the sultan becomes all confused. Here I'm prepared for the mishpat, and the Jews are whole Monday were blowing shofar for the mishpat. All of a sudden there's no mishpat. Says, what should I do with all the fights, with all the chatoim? Says, I'm thrown into the river. The tishlach b'mitzul l'shem kol chatoim, and this will make tashlach on Rosh Hashanah. If a tashlach on the mitzvah to be confident, nere betuchim, be confident, that they quit it, you got shuna teiva. We are without mishpat. And we go to the shuna afternoon, we go to tashlach, we throw away all our sins. Doesn't mean we got rid of them. The sins are now here, but it's not mine. I'm not going to be put on trial because I'm not going to be punished because of the sin. But you throw it into the river. And Hashem says, stop and get rid of him. There's nothing more to do with it. That is Rosh Hashanah. Now that you did it, and the Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu, to the kol shofar, who identifies that with the rem of the eye, that we're willing to take our life the way Hashem gives it, unconditionally, that actually the expression, I have to love Hashem, b'chol uvav, b'chol nafsho, b'chol medech, under any condition, as the Bekiva fulfilled it. So that, you guarantee the Mishnah. Hashem can trial you. So now, why starting up the whole thing after saying to Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, and I stand Kol Chet, now I'm starting going to the second passage, which is from Mitzvah. That's it, Zenoch HaNamah. We're not doing tshuva anymore because I'm afraid. There's no I. The all I's b'na b'Hashem. But the damage, all the waters of the oceans are polluted with all the sins. And we said, right, the kingship over the entire world. On what world do you want to tolerate Hashem? Which is all polluted with sins. So we can't, we make it cleaner. And just imagine, the king comes to visit you. You made him king, Sissoko. You made me king? Fine, I come to visit you. What do you do? You're cleaning up the house. You're cleaning up the house. You say, my house belongs to everyone else with all the garbage. The house is full of garbage. Oh, it's not my garbage anymore. Hashem took all over. But you're cleaning up the house. Esther Shemi Mamlech HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So, Hashem says, of what world have you Mamlech made? Say, Meloich HaKolo Oilam Kula Bichodecho. Right over the entire world with all your honor, with all you covered. So now we're starting doing tshuva, cleaning up the world. Cleaning up the world, everyone knows his own chatoim. Everyone knows his own sins. So therefore, seres ha-metshuva lechoyri, if we made a proper Rosh Hashanah, which is kiblu malchusi, now we're on tshuva mitzvoysa, even can't make a perfect job, as the whole parsha said is not a perfect demand. There's no b'chol medechem, it's acceptable. Of course, we should strive, we should try as much to clean up. So therefore, when it comes to in kiblu, we say, al-chait, they take the microscope, and we deal with other chet. Why? Because once you're doing tshuva, not because you are afraid, because you're not on trial. You're doing tshuva to clean up the world, that's called tshuva mehavet, for the interest of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a new insight. If you have the proper Rosh Hashanah, after having a proper Elul, that the whole Elul you were focusing on the first parsha, Ani Ledoi, that's all what you were focusing. And you properly mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got rid of all your sins. The sins are there, but it's not yours. So why didn't you after that? Cleaning it up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Say the man kvoitcho, so you covered. It's Tshuva Mahava. Tshuva Mahava, says the Gemara. So the noise when Asik is off, yes, every day becomes a mitzvah. And that's the beauty. If you put in a proper Elul, it's a proper Rosh Hashanah. It's a proper Rosh Hashanah. It's a proper series in the Tshuva, and Yom Kippur, it's all Tshuva Mahava. And now we go through again. Why? If we would have been afraid of only of Mishpat, a person doesn't understand what you're talking about. He doesn't invest his Elul the way we talk about. He's afraid only of Mishpat, and he's trembling because of Mishpat. And who said he did it properly, and he thinks he may be a Beinoni, and he got an extension till Yom Kippur. So he has one thing from being of Elul until Motzei Yom Kippur, he's only worried for himself. He never thought about any other deity. I didn't do enough tshuva, and other chet. So if that would be the process, Yom Kippur should have been said, once we should say al-chet, we should confess, that's the mitzvah of his vada al-chatoisam, we make again and again and again and again, 10 times, b'lachash, b'tzibur, together, by the chassidim, I don't know what the meaning in the world is, but since the sing al-chet, the singer, why are you singing? Why are you singing, farming all your blemishes, and you can't get rid of your chet, you say again and again. This is one of the Hasidic Rebbe's of Cheskel Kuzmira. Said, Rabban Yisraelim, I'm not nevater even on one chet. I'm not giving that even one chet. You're counting it like the best found. Why? Because every chet is a mitzvah. Because now the whole process is, as we said before, if you focus on Shchodesh Elul, Ani Ledoi, to give yourself over, and Shchol Rashiyam was coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore there's no mishpat, and all the sins are thrown away to the river. So why didn't you even out? To clean up the world. That's Shuvah Me'ahava. Every Aveda becomes a mitzvah himself. And the more you do tshuva, the more mitzvahs you have. David HaMelech only got one Aveda in his life, according to him. And all his life was doing tshuva. Shani Eidah, Chatos Reg the Somit. And that's one Aveda capitalized. Every time I do tshuva, having other mitzvahs. That's the gift of tshuva Me'ahava. So we, when we put in a proper Elul, proper Rosh Hashanah, what we're doing, what you're accomplishing, that the whole tshuva which you're making, a sense which you keep, is all mitzvahs. And when do we see Hashem really accepted it? A very beautiful, deep insight. A particular word is Tanafut Nitzal. The Rambam says, what is about tshuva? When do we know tshuva is fully accepted? Atshiyoyid olav yedea talumos. Only Hashem who knows exactly the inside of the heart of a person, Hashem will testify to this person that he did properly tshuva. In other words, to be, the tshuva should be fulfilled, that really I did tshuva as it should be. Hashem is to give aid. Hashem is to testify to you. You have to make Rambam says, atshiyoyid olav yedea talumos. Question is, how does Hashem testify? That's the misfortune. How does Hashem testify? How do you know Hashem? To whom does he testify? To you? You know what you did. To whom do you testify? It's advertised to the street, to the public. How does Hashem testify? And you know, wherever there's edus, testimony, there's supposed to be Hashemishpat gvias edus. You have to collect testimony. You have to, I would say it in English, gvias edus. You have to be going there. You have to acknowledge the testimony. So what if we have a problem? How does Hashem testify? And how do we acknowledge the testimony of Hashem? I got your edus. I got your testimony. How do we acknowledge it? The answer is sukkah. Therefore, this is one thing. What is sukkah? We say, Chodesh Elul, the whole month, Acha Shalta makes Hashem, one request of Hashem, but Oitz Avakish, that's what I would ask. What? Typical Jewish. You say, I only have one request. You're already asking three things. Shifti b'veit Hashem kolim mechaya. I want to sit in the house of Hashem all my life. That's one. Lachmas b'neum Hashem, see the sweetness of Hashem, that's two. U'levakev v'cholim, to visit in his private chamber, that's three. I was also speaking in prison. I used to speak steady in a prison. There was a Jew, it's not a life anymore, 2 years. V'choy levroch Hashem should, his neshama should have aliyah. I was sitting in a prison. And I was speaking about the subject. The David the Melech said, Achas Shalt Hashem, I only have one request of Hashem. For Oitzav Akash, and that I will ask. What? That I should only have one request. You have to ask Hashem, I should only have one request. For Oitzav Akash, I should only have one request. So I said to them, imagine if Hashem sends out yellow sheets, gives you a yellow sheet, paper, and says, start writing, start filling up, whatever you write, you're getting. What will you ask? So till you said, give me more paper. So you said the right thing. If David the Melech teaches us, I would only request one thing. I have no request. Shifti b'veis Hashem kolam. I'm going to sit in the house of Hashem all my life. Wherever I am, I'm sitting in the house of Hashem. I gave myself all to Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you say Ani lo doidi, it's not only you give yourself all. You give all your wife, your children, your not wife, your no home, homelessness, your bank account. The whole thing, very good. Hashem. Your visitors, the vaker, you're only visiting here. This is Ani lo doidi, I belong to Hashem's world. Wherever you go, it's Hashem's world. But conceptually, in mind, it's easy to come to that madrega. That's Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah, what do you say? Shifti v'veit Hashem. I'm incarnating Hashem. The whole world is yours. I belong to you. My family belongs to you. My situation belongs to you. I'm all accepting. That's all in your mind. That's Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is lachzeis v'noyim Hashem. You bring it down to your heart, and you see the sweetness. In Kippur Lachai, you're fasting, standing barefootedly, Chamisha Nuim, 5 types of torturing, and not eating, not drinking, not doing anything, and being happy. In Kippur is a fasting, a happy day. Why? Because Lachai is Benoim Hashem. You're acknowledging what you don't have in a positive way. You're fortunate. It's not enough just to know conceptually. Rishonim, we all know this, we belong in the house of Hashem. But you're keeping, you're acknowledging what you're feeling, you're acting it out. It's a me and there's no family life, there's nothing, there's only me and you, and you're appreciating, you're happy, you dress nice, you see Shachiyoni on them. Hashem, give me the privilege to visit you in your private chamber, in your private office. What is that? The sukkah. Sukkah is an invitation, Hashem says, after such a Rosh Hashanah and people that you invested, come visit me in my private chamber. Because Ezrach the Yisrael, Yeshua the sukkah. Every citizen of Yisrael, you know what it means? If you acknowledge Rosh Hashanah, Ani lo doidi, I'm a Jew, Yisrael apa pishuchot Yisrael hu, the point is not the second part, how much mitzvahs, how much avayot. That I'm cleaning up to you anyhow. But I'm Yisrael, I'm coronating you. Kol Ezrach be Yisrael. You're appreciating the fact you're a citizen of Yisrael, I'm a child of Hashem. Yeshu b'sukkah, you invited to come to visit in my private chamber in the sukkah. And you invited to Hashem's sukkah. That's the vakar v'yecholot. It's one ask, it's one request. In 3 levels, the Shoshani and Kippur Sukkot. Acha Shalt Meis Hashem, Shifre Shekolim Mechaya, that's Amlokos Hashem Rosh Hashanah. Lachzuz Benoyam Hashem, that's in Kippur. Revakar Bechol Oy. So how does Hashem testify to you that you accepted your tshuva? when you get the invitation to come into the sukkah, how do you go to the Eidus? How do you acknowledge the testimony that you're happy? Zman Simchoseinu. Your happiness has no limits. I was invited by Kodesh Baruch Hu. You just hear you cutting the crops of the whole investment you did all day. It's my simcha. If you're not the simcha, you didn't collect the testimony of Hashem. Therefore, the law is, Hamitztayer Poter Mesukah. If you could have tired of the sukkah, you have nothing to do with the sukkah. You don't understand the gift that Hashem gave you. If you could be the tzar, you put them in sukkah. The whole mess of sukkah is you hardly acknowledge what Hashem gave you. Now, what do you see in the sukkah? Imagine coming into the private chamber of the king. The king has all kind of chaskas, all kind of decorations, pictures, which is, he's very proud of it, you know. Whoever he met, you see, it's all different decorations in a private chamber, which is very kosher, very important by the king. You're coming into the sukkah. What is the most important decoration in the sukkah? Chach. Shilu de Meimenusa. That's the... What is Chach? It's your Avedis. Va'ospoko migralko betsoilis goyden v'yeke. The waste of goyden v'yeke. If there wouldn't be sins, there wouldn't be Chach. If other magician wouldn't sin, if the Dhamma wouldn't sin, there wouldn't be Chach. Everything would be fruit. Eitz Pri. Only after his sin became only Eitz Oyser Pri, but the Pri is not the Pri himself. And Hashem told, curse the Odom, curse for Dav Dav Tatsmiach Lach. You're going to have soilless going in the echo. How does Hashem testify to me that my Averis has been accepted for him as mitzvah, that accepted my Chuvah Mahava? That when you invite us in his private chamber, and you come in, and Hashem is decorating his private chamber with my Averis. You look up this house, this is your waste, it's a Chotoyim of Shoyim. Or every Al-Chait which is said in Yom Kippur, the Simcho, is a piece of Chach in the Sukkah. Can it be the ospoko when you're collecting migranko mikvecho? You're collecting all your deeds, the negative deeds, all your chotom, you're collecting it now, and you're looking at where did this fountain place? This is called the mokom shebal tshuva, on the end to zikin gumuni mechoyin ulamot. The schach is the bal tshuva. But only if they know how to put it. So this is all one long chain from Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and then comes the Yom Kippur Seder. That's really Zman Simchoseinu, that you really, that you got back everything that Hashem had given to you. That's when we're collecting out, we're acknowledging the testimony of Hashem, that we're really getting it to Simcha. What is demanded of us? That's what we're going to conclude. Just like every year we have it in the small circle, we have this process. In the big circle of history, we have the same process. The ultimate coronation of Hashem will be Mashiach. Every Rosh Hashanah we have a mini day of judgment, Yom Adin. But the ultimate din is going to be Mashiach, when it's going to be V'hoi Hashem LeMelech al Kol Ha'aretz. V'yom Hashem Echad V'Shmeichot. This is going to be the ultimate Hashem Echad, the ultimate coronation of Hashem. Just like by the mini days of Rosh Hashanah, every year, before that we're investing a whole month of Elul, and we say Ani LeDoidi, and we're not posting on the second parsha on the first parsha. My idea is that if we really believe in the time before Mashiach, we have to more to emphasize of them than Nira Doidi. And have a very beautiful proof to that. Malachi Novi, the Novi says, Hina Noich Shleach Lachem is Eliyahu Novi, I'm going to send you along, Lifnei Bo Yoyim Hashem Agobo Vanoilam. Before the great day, your fearful day will come, which is the ultimate coronation of Hashem, I'm going to send